Hi, this is Mary from Opinion Research. Today we're talking to your to people in your area about local issues. Let me ask you, are you registered to vote in Georgia?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Okay, and just to reconfirm, what year were you born?
1999.
Okay, thank you. Okay, and are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No, none of them.
Okay, all right, thank you. What is your race? White, Black, or African American, American Indian, or Alaska Native, Asian, Pacific Islander, Middle Eastern, Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish, or other?
I'm Black.
Okay, thank you. Okay, and now just to continue, what is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received? 12th grade or below, high school graduate, some college but not degree, associated degree, bachelor's degree, master degree, or professional degree?
Master's degree.
Thank you. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a positive impact on issues you care about? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means that your vote has a lot of power, 5 means you use just some power, and 0 means your vote has no power at all.
I really don't vote like that.
But if you assign a number to the power of your vote, which one will be from 0 to 10?
I say about a 5.
A 5, okay. Thank you. Thinking about the direction in which the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
The first one.
Sorry?
Yes, the first one.
The first one. Very satisfied, right?
Yes.
Okay. Right? Please rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, and issues on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 5 means you do not feel particularly warm or cold. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please indicate that. So the first person will be Senator Raphael Warnock. How do you feel in the scale 0 to 10 about him?
I'd say about a 5.
5, okay. What about J.D. Vance?
A four.
Okay. The Republican Party.
A 4.
4. Donald Trump.
About a three,
right?
Yes.
Okay. And what about the Democratic Party?
A 2.
Okay. What about Joe Biden?
A 0.
Kamala Harris?
A 5.
And last one for this question is Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
Kennedy, a 6.
what number, sorry?
Huh? A 6.
A 2.
A 6.
Ah, 6. Okay, thank you. Okay. Next question. I know it is a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Kamala Harris, third party candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr., other independent third party on the side, or would you vote for other political offices but not president?
Kennedy,
okay. Thank you. I know it is a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote to be a House representative? The Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate? Sorry?
Candidate.
Yeah, but in this case, we need to go for the parties, so it will be the Democratic candidate or a Republican, because this is for you, for the Congress.
Excuse me, can I call you right back?
Well, I can call you back if you need. How much time do you need to give you a call back?
About tomorrow, is that good?
Sorry, the connection is a little bit bad. When? Hello? When can I call you back?
It's tomorrow. Is tomorrow 3 o'clock good?
3 o'clock. I can call you a little bit later than that. Maybe
okay, that's good.
6 will it work for you?
Yes. Yeah, that should work. That'll work.
Okay, perfect. I will call you back tomorrow. Thank you for your time. And don't worry, we are going to save the progress. So we are not going to start over.
Okay.
Okay. Good night.
Bye-bye.